Lambert Hutchins from the Spoon River Anthology by Edgar Lee Masters. Read for LibriVox.org by Kirk Thomas. October 16th, 2006. I have two monuments besides this granite obelisk. One, the house I built on the hill with its spires, bay windows, and roof of slate. The other, the lakefront in Chicago, where the railroad keeps a switching yard with whistling engines and crunching wheels and smoke and soot thrown over the city and the crash of cars along the boulevard, a blot like a hog pen on the harbor of a great metropolis, foul as a sty. I helped to give this heritage to generations yet unborn with my vote in the House of Representatives. And the lure of the thing was to be at rest from the never-ending fright of need, and to give my daughters gentle breeding and a sense of security in life. But, you see, though I had the mansion house and traveling passes and local distinction, I could hear the whispers, 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 wherever I went. And my daughters grew up with a look as if someone were about to strike them, and they married madly, helter-skelter, just to get out and have a change. And what was the whole of the business worth? Why, it wasn't worth a damn. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.